All right. We have made it to the end of the month, and boy, do we have a show for you today. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you're coming in from. I'm super excited today. I am beyond excited to bring to you a young woman who I've been following for a very long time. I think we met almost 25 years ago. It's been a long, long time. And I've watched her journey, and I'm super impressed with her, and I cannot wait to share her with the world. Good morning, Ms. Juwanna White. How are you doing this morning?
Oh, I'm so grateful to be here. Grateful to be here with you to hear those kind words, because you have definitely been an inspiration for me. And to hear that I can be one for you is just a blessing today. So I'm grateful.
Oh, look at you. I was telling you earlier, I told Juwanna, She and I have a mutual friend. I'm going to give her a shout out right now, Miss Cynthia Craig, my sister from another mister. And I told Cynthia, you cannot have this lady all to yourself. Cynthia would keep calling and telling me, Juwanna this and Juwanna said this. I said, Cynthia, you got to share her, because what you're doing in the entrepreneurial space is absolutely amazing. I can definitely not tell your story like you can. So I'm going to start this off like I always start my interviews and ask you the number one question, Juwanna, because I know your story a bit. What was it that made you stop what you were doing and jump into the entrepreneurial space, and in particular, this space that you do so well, the space that you love? Tell us about your journey.
All right. So entrepreneurship was freedom. I wanted freedom. I was working for Long Island Railroad, which is the mass transit here in New York. And honestly, I did what I was supposed to do. My mother was a conductor. I saw it worked for us, so I became a conductor. And I was actually in school for nursing at the time, young, 21 years old. And then they called me for the railroad. And I said, yo, you could make $100,000 at 21 years old. Let's do it. And got pregnant, had a family, got married all within a year. So it was like, yo, you got to pick up your big girl pants, get responsible, and do what you see work. My mother provided for us great inspiration. And so I did what I was supposed to do. But while I was there, I just didn't feel free. I felt like I was literally in bondage. I was like, you had to ask for vacation. You had to, you know, being a new mother, your kids get sick if you call off too much. It was, you know, a problem. You could get fired. It was a lot of discipline. I'm grateful for the railroad now, because it did instill discipline into me. But it was the freedom. And that's when I started searching. That's when I met you wonderful ladies, Cynthia, Dory, Valencia, everybody joining the MAD team and just searching for my freedom. And it just so happened it was in the health and wellness industry, which was my original path going into nursing. But it became more holistic. It became looking at the whole body, the natural ways to do things. That was Tahitian Noni. We had a great time. And in that time, I learned so much about the natural way to do things and making money. So it was like, yo, this is where I'm supposed to be. Before that, I tried network marketing, Primerica, because I wanted to know about my finances. So network marketing drew me because I saw people that was free and healthy. So that's what my goal, my desire became, is being free and healthy. So that's what led me into entrepreneurship.
Well, tell me a little more about what you're doing now with U Factor Wellness, because I know that you've taken this health and wellness thing to a whole nother level. You've become certified. You've got all kinds of papers behind your name. Tell me how you took that left turn down that path and made this happen.
My own healing. It was getting into me. So that's why I became U Factor. I had to factor myself in, factor who I was in this equation. Because like I said, I started with doing a job that I knew worked, but wasn't what I liked. It was what, you know, it worked. I had a family children, husband, and I did everything for everybody else. So what became, after 15 years of marriage, I realized I was told, I know what makes you happy, but I just choose not to do it. And those words is what literally was the catalyst to my, because I said, who the gets to choose you?
That's crazy.
So I had to decide at that moment to choose me. You get the choice to make you happy every day. Nobody gets that choice. So that's what led me down my spiritual path. What else are we supposed to do? What they tell you to do? Turn to God.
That's right.
It's hard. Turn to God. So I did. And that's where I started really learning the power of who we are as sovereign beings, as beings of God, that supreme being. And I went to church. I did what I was supposed to do there too. So I tithed. I went to church, got a degree in biblical studies, because if you tell me I got to know God to be happy, then this is what I got to do. So let's do it.
Right, so I did it.
And after about 5-6 years of that, God said, well, it's time for you to lead a church. And that was probably a big catalyst at that point, just taking a leap, because now I was in charge of the finances. I was preaching. I was, you know, doing all kinds of stuff within the church, within leadership, as a minister, as a, you know, doing all of these things. And God was like, that's not your path. And I said, oh, okay. And I didn't know at that time that it was just for my healing. I destroyed my knee almost on a obstacle course. And I tore it's called the triad, my ACL, MCL, meniscus. And that had me down for 1 year. And that was God leading me to another path, because I had to really sit down with it, because I was struggling. How could I be leaving this? People I go to church with that I love, they come to your house, you fellowship, and things got weird and different when God sat me down. And it wasn't nobody else sitting me down, it was God. And that year, it was me bringing myself back to life. And I entered, at that time, I was still married. My husband at the time got me a massage that came to the house to massage me. And I was already, like I said, on the path of holistic wellness and things like that. And I had been certified as a holistic health coach. I had been doing all types of things in that arena. But when she told me she was in massage school, that she had went to the school near me, I went over there. That was in, I want to say, November. And by January, I was registered for massage school. That was 7 years ago.
You certainly don't let any grass grow under your feet. I'm enjoying this story so much. I forgot I'm interviewing. I want you to keep going, but I'm loving the path. Keep going, because I know we're going somewhere here.
So that was 7 years ago. I didn't know at that time to get into what I said was the acupuncture program. You needed an associate's degree to get into that program. So I had to do the massage to get the associate's, because they didn't take a biblical studies bachelor's. So okay. I had to start from the bottom, which was my healing. Again, I'm grateful, because at that time, I didn't even realize I wasn't being touched. So we had to work on each other, and touch just became so prevalent in my life at that moment. And I realized how important it was. And even talking to a girlfriend of mine at that time mentioned, oh yeah, Juana, sometimes I like being on a crowded train just to be touched, because people are touching you. So
let me stop you here. Talk to me. I'm gonna give you back, but you got me here, girl. You got me here. About the importance of being touched. That struck a chord in my body, because, you know, as a single woman and as a woman who, I'm just going to put it out there, I ain't been touched in a long time, girl. And I know that has something to do with where I am in my path today. Can we talk about that a little bit? I mean,
yeah,
this
sure,
is going to be very transparent, but let's talk about it.
Yeah, well, that was a big thing. And even being married, you talk as a single woman, but being married, you cannot be being touched. And mm-hmm. we don't look at how important physical touch is for the body. And at that time, I got to tell you, I didn't look at how important physical touch was. But that, again, was the beginning of this healing journey for me to know now I go for a weekly massage because I don't care if you touch me or not. I'm going to be touched.
Somebody going to touch me.
Somebody going to touch me. So whether it's a pedicure, but going and allowing yourself to even be hugged. They say a hug 20 times a day, 20 hugs a day just increases all the hormones we need in the body for that touch, that love. So being around people and just hugging them is, let me just give you a hug. And we've kind of lost that in society with COVID and everything else. But those simple senses, tapping into your five senses and touch being one of them, is what brings the body's hormones back into balance.
Wow. Wow. So let me ask you this. You've done a lot, and I knew this interview was going to get deep. When I told Cynthia to let me borrow you for a few minutes, she said, just a few minutes now. Now, tell me a little bit about what has been like a defining moment for you. You've already mentioned quite a few. Like, I can see every pivot that you made as I listened to your story. I know leaving the church was hard. That you know, because that's, I've been there, done that, got the t-shirt, you know, and I did the same thing. And but the fact that you had the courage to listen, like you have ears to hear God. How did you fine tune and know where God was telling you to go? Because that's hard for a lot of people.
Right. And I think that's been the biggest transition is tuning in. So when we get those hits, I call them, you know, put on your God ears, you know, your God antennas, because we get them, but now what do we do with it? And I was just having that conversation. They always say knowledge is power. No, knowledge without action is nothing but knowledge. It's knowledge with action that's power. So when I hear God, and that was my defining moment, because a lot of people say they hear God, but what do you do with what you're hearing? You know, I do this class called Body Talk. And the girl said, well, you know, sometimes I feel like I need to take a walk. And I said, and what do you do? She said, well, I'd be too busy. Well, you just ignored God.
Right. Right. People don't understand how God talks to us in so many different ways. Like when you get them unctions and when you get that feeling in your gut, you know, that is God talking to you. Don't you believe that?
That's it. And that's exactly what it is. It's just understanding your intuition, understanding what is being told to you. And it's a lot of times told through our body. So when we ignore signs and stuff in our body, or when we push down information, or when we don't express ourselves as the full beings that we are, it starts now, the more we do that, and unfortunately, that's what I feel some marriages do, because that's what I felt, you know, to keep the peace. I'm not going to say nothing. And they say compromise, but with compromise, I always say somebody loses. So somebody got to be a loser.
Compromise. I know that's right. It happens every single time because one person is always going back a little further than the other.
Right.
And, and like you said, I had a guest on the show last week. She experienced the same thing. She lost herself after 30 years of marriage. She decided, hey, I'm out of here. Now, they happened to reconcile after, but she had to literally leave the home, the children, everything, and go find herself because of all that compromising.
Right.
Let him do it. It's for the kids. I told her, I remember as a single mom eating cold food because I made sure the kids' food was on the table.
Right.
Then I had to clean the dishes. And by the time I sat down and get my dinner, everything was cold.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I definitely understand that I was the loser in that compromise. Girl, so what has been one of the toughest parts for you of being an entrepreneur? What have been some of the lessons that you've learned along the way?
The toughest part, I think, is realizing that this is all on you.
Right.
Like, we like to think that you're going to get all this help and you're going to get, you know, and knowing that, you know, failure is part of it, like all of it, no's a part of it. It's you. You betting on you. And there's nobody else that I can blame or say or nothing. This is all about me and the role that, you know, the vision that I have for myself. Because everybody else will tell you, nah, that don't even make sense. Or it's no, I see this for me.
Absolutely.
And a lot of times people don't have a vision for themselves. Like I said, when I was 22 years old, my vision was my mother. She inspired me to be the best that she saw for us at that time. But then what was my vision? You know, when I decided to leave my job, I had a lot of pushback coming, because to everybody else, I was supposed to be there till I'm 55 and do 30, you know, years. But for me, that would have been 35 years. And that was not the vision for me.
It's just driving the train back and forth and back and forth.
Well, a conductor, and that you think it's just driving, but we on a moving train collecting tickets, and that started beating up my body. And not realizing it, because you in your 20s and 30s, so you living strong. And let me tell you, 39, that's when I went down with that knee. And that's when my body said, and that's when God said to me, it's time to get out. And it was at that moment, I put my exit strategy, all right, let's see what a disability will give you, because you can't do this for you. And it's not that I can't, because I hate to say the word can't. That's when you put limits. But I don't want to do this no more. I just don't want to do it. This is not my life. I had started school for massage, like I said, when I went down for the knee. And now I did that for 2 years. After 2 years, I put in my papers. I left in 2021, knowing that I was going to go through this acupuncture program, getting my master's degree. I got 3 more weeks left. So this has been a 7-year journey of completion for Juwanna, because now I'm graduating with my master's degree in acupuncture. And I tell you, this ain't no small feat, because learning just the body, just the natural healing of the body and how powerful we really are when we connect that mind, body, soul connection. And it's all connected. Every thought we have, every action we take, every pain in our body is connected. And that's what I learned during this process. And it's been the best journey and the most difficult, I'll say, that I've ever encountered.
I'm trying to think of that road. Oh, I think that saying that said, difficult roads lead to beautiful destinations. That's the story I get when I'm listening to you. That's the message I'm getting in my ear. Difficult roads lead to beauty, because not only do you look well, you look beautiful, you're glowing. Mm-hmm. You always glowing. Whenever I go through Facebook and I look at your pictures, I say one picture gets better than the next, like the one with you on your hand. You look like you know that. I think that's a sign. When you know you're on your right path, happiness is a sign. Happiness is actually a sign. I know that I know what it's like to be down and depressed. And I know what it's like to feel like I'm walking in purpose, which I do now. So I see it all over you. I see it all over you. Let me ask you a question. What does a person get when they become or you call them clients or something of You Factor Wellness? What is it that you offer in your company?
So in You Factor Wellness, obviously I offer massages and acupuncture, but I also offer a lot of mindset work, because it's really about the beliefs that we have about ourselves. So I start people off with their vibe, just realizing that your vibe, your vibration, your frequency is everything. And they say, if you want the keys to the universe, think in terms of energy, frequency, and vibration. And that right there is what I offer with You Factor Wellness. We work on your energy, your frequency, and your vibration, mentally, physically, and emotionally. Because a lot of times the mental health is what's causing the physical health.
I can't even get my notes in fast enough, because all I'm thinking is, okay, when is my appointment? When am I going to see Juwanna? I need everything you offer. I promise you, I'm not even joking. I am your best customer. I'm going to ask you this, and this might be a little off, but do you find that women in a certain age range need you more than other women? I know I'm what they call postmenopausal. And then we have this thing that our body goes to do menopause. is there a way, because I know a lot of my viewers are between the ages of 40 and 70, and all of us women are just, our bodies are doing the Watusi. Is yes. that a mind-body connection too?
It is too, because during, I call myself the midlife resuscitator.
And oh, it's because Lord. Of that. You're killing me. Go ahead.
It's because of that, we bring back life to you. That's what I say. We bring back life. So, again, it's your vibe, your frequency, your vibration, because a lot of times in Chinese medicine, what may cause these menopausal symptoms is either a lack of fluids in the body. So we call that like a yin deficiency. The body is not nourishing itself. And it really comes from years of not taking care of ourselves. Like you said, putting ourselves last has now been in our body. So like we need more fluid when we're going through menopause, because the body, think about it, every month when you're producing blood, that's still a lot of fluid going through the body. That slows yeah. down. So now we have to give it more. So if we're sweating, if we're not sweating, that's a way to generate fluids in the body. Mm-hmm. Then the body doesn't keep that function
right.
going.
Right.
So that function alone needs to happen. That's why exercise is important.
Ah.
So that way you can keep the function of it generating. So when we don't exercise, we lessen the generation cycle, as we would call it. So it's not generating the way it does. So just like a muscle, when you don't work it, then what happens? It atrophies, it dies. So that's why you need to work all of that. Your heart, when you do 10 minutes a day, cardio, I tell people, get a 10-minute YouTube video, watch it, some yoga, some stretching, anything to bring the heart rate up allows the body to generate more blood, generate more fluids, do things like that. And then also diet. Diet is very important when we go through this, and making sure you have those fruits, vegetables, taking care of your gut health. That gut yes. health is important. We got Love Biome for that. So you can take care of that gut health. And then you're able to also diet, exercise, like their lifestyle changes, you know. But mm-hmm. the biggest thing for menopause is really a lack of fluids in the body that's causing the night sweats, the body to now overheat is what we call it. So you want right. to keep it nice right. and cool. You want to keep the functions of sweating and moving fluids through your body going. That's what you want to do.
I feel like I'm getting whipped up one side and down. Dory, do better. Dory, do better.
And it's not a thing about doing better. It's just do it. That's it.
It's about making, you know what, at some point you got to make a decision. Like when, and I hear from God just like you do. And it's about, I think I was talking to my daughter the other day and I said, I can't call myself a disciple if I don't practice discipline. Like, mm-hmm. That's not just in thou shalt nots. That comes in how you eat. Do you exercise every day? Do you keep your commitments? Do you do this? You got to have that discipline. So you're really enforcing or reinforcing some of the things that I already know. Like, I got to get my eating together. I got to get back on the exercise regimen, because guess what? I felt better.
Right.
I felt better when I did it. And to the audience, you should put some fire in the chat for Juwana right now, because she's giving us the keys to good health, and all of us can use this. Matter of fact, put some hearts in the chat right now for my girl Juwana, because she has dropped a lot of knowledge on us today. And I know we're trying to keep this to a 30-minute format, so I'm going to ask you one more question. I want to ask you, what if you had to give a piece of advice to an aspiring entrepreneur, in particular, a female entrepreneur, what would you tell that young woman or that woman who just really feel it, but they may be afraid or whatever it is? What would you say to them?
My advice is always choose you. Choose you. Just like we sat here today, there's a lot of things that we can choose, and there's a lot of things that we have the opportunity to choose in this society. But the truth is, there's a voice that speaks to you, that's driving you for something, and it drives you. And when you hear that voice, listen to it. And like Dory said, be a disciple of it. I had to take time to listen and to now discipline myself to act on it. So just because I wanna do health and wellness, I have to be healthy and well, you know, like I just don't believe in promoting something I'm not. So choose you, be a disciple of you. That's really the truth. It's being a disciple of you, study you, know that I have this passion for a reason, trust you, bet on you. It's all about you. Because when you line up with you and that alignment happens, that's when life feels good. That's when you're happy. That's when you're joyful. When we choose everybody else, we can never give them enough.
Ooh, say that one more time. Ooh, that was good. When we choose everybody else,
we can never give them enough.
Ooh. And that includes your children, your husband, your That's parents, good. Your coworkers. Like, they're going to want more because you're not taking care of yourself. And they say, oh, she'll do it. Call Dory. She'll do it. Man, put some fire in the chat right now. Right now, put some fire in the chat. When we choose
other people, we could never give them enough. When we choose someone else, we could never give them enough.
I left something so important out of there. Let me fix it, child, because that is too important. When we choose other people, see, the devil don't want that word out there. Look at them. When we choose other people, that's how you spell people. I think we could end the show right there, Juwana. When we choose other people, we could never give them enough. I need y'all to hear that. Choose you. Juwana said a lot of things today, and I thank you so much for counting it not robbery to come here today. I want to let you all know she does have a free offer, and if you go to vibeupyoufactorwellness.com/101, you can take advantage of Juwana's free offer. Let me tell you something. I took a look at it, and I can't wait to take advantage. Her website has been scrolling along the bottom of our feature here all day. It is www.youfactorwellness.com. Let's recap the show real quick. Juwana, at a very early age, had an opportunity to have what they call a career with the New York Transit, but she chose entrepreneurship for freedom. She felt like she was in bondage with her good job. I'm not talking about not any job. I'm talking about a six-figure paying job, and she was searching for her freedom. She was interested, had been exposed in her search. She was introduced and was interested in natural ways to do things. And what happened was her own healing was her inspiration. She had an accident that made her mess up her knee. And in the process of that, she learned how to choose herself. She says, I know what makes you happy, but I choose not to do it. That, you know, a lot of people, that was her defining moment. Someone said that to her. And it was like a chord was struck, and she learned that it was time to decide to choose her. And that's how she came up with You Factor Wellness, because she was the first person. She had to decide, I'm first. If no one else is going to choose me, I'm choosing Juwana. So what do? You turn to God. She turned to God. And let me tell you something. God sat her down for a year. After she went the traditional route, God told her, and in her hearing, she heard, it's time for you to do something different. And God set her down for a year to teach her a new path. She started from the bottom. Let me talk. Started from the bottom. Now we're here. We like that. And that bottom is that, you know what I'm saying? She a New Yorker down to the heart. Let me tell you something. I know the bottom, Juwana. And there's no better launching pad than the bottom. There's nowhere else to go. And that was actually her healing. Touch. Ooh, the whole show took a left when she said touch. Like, when the last time you've been touched? When the last time you had a hug? When the last time you had a massage? When the last time you had a pedicure, ladies? It is time to retouch. Get in touch with yourself with some physical touch. Physical touch is so important, she said. And she woke me up from the inside out. I can't wait to be touched. And it's not just about sex. It's about making sure that your body has, you know, how I'm saying, Juwana, it's not just about sexual touch, because sometimes that's the worst thing that can happen for some of us. What is it about when you talk about touch?
It's intimacy. It's a form of intimacy with yourself, even. That's what I'm saying. Just getting a hug is taking it to a level of intimacy that the body needs.
I love it. I love it. I love it. 20 hugs a day. That's our goal. I want somebody to write 20 hugs a day. I don't care who you hug. Hug your mama, hug your sister, hug your children, hug your man, hug your woman. If you're a man out here today, you got to get 20 hugs a day. It is therapeutic, okay? Listen, we came to the point we started talking about. I asked Juwana, how do you hear? You know, you seem to be so obedient. She said, because knowledge without action is nothing but knowledge. That's deep, y'all. It's a lot of smart people walking around here not doing nothing with a head full of knowledge, and it ain't helping nobody, not even themselves. It's time somebody, you know, it's time for somebody to put some action behind their knowledge. And as we closed out the show, we started talking about compromise. Somebody always loses with compromise. And she said she learned that being an entrepreneur is all on her. She said, people don't have a vision for themselves. She realized that was so important for her. She had her mother's vision for herself, and that would have been okay with mom, but it wasn't okay with her. So we tend to adopt other people's vision for us. See, I was listening, child. She said, we talked a little bit about you factor wellness, and she said it's about massaging acupuncture, but it starts with your vibe, okay? Back to the offer that we talked about earlier in the show. We talked about this free offer that she has. You got to get your vibe together, guys. Go to www.vibeup.youfactorwellness.com/101. Listen, guys, she said at the end, it all comes down to one thing. Choose you. Be a disciple of you. Trust you. Bet on you, because it's all about you. And we're going to close right here. When we choose other people, we can never, ever, ever give them enough. You will be depleted when you don't choose you. Juwana, Juwana, Juwana. Tell Cynthia, I said, I don't think she's getting you back. I'm going to have to fight for it. I'm telling you, but thank you so much. You have said a mouthful today. Are there any last words that you want to say before we close out the show today?
I just want to thank you for living in purpose and choosing you and doing what is going to satisfy everybody else. So I'm grateful for you choosing you. Thank you
so much for being on the Dory on Purpose show. Listen, guys, we had a month over here on the Dory on Purpose show, if I must say so myself. We have heard from some of the most amazing female entrepreneurs, and we close it out with a bang. Let me ask you something. If this meant anything to you all month long, put some stars or send me some stars or put some fire. But before you leave, make sure you head over to my YouTube channel and follow me at Dory on Purpose. I need y'all to subscribe, okay? Like and subscribe, because all of the episodes are here for you to see. And next month on the Dory on Purpose show, we start a new series. I haven't done the banner yet because I'm busy, but the series is going to be called A Story Worth Telling. Some of y'all are holding on to your story, and it's not even about you. It's about the person behind you who needs to know that they're not alone, that they need your story so that they can be encouraged. I'm looking for guests for next month, all month in April. I have a few guests lined up, but we're here every single day at 1:00 p.m. Of course, April is going to be an interesting month, because guess what? We're bringing the brothers back in April because they got a story to tell too. So that is it from the Dory on Purpose show. We thank you for being with us all month long. That series was so good, but next month is going to be even better. Peace out, y'all. I love y'all. Stay good, and we'll see you tomorrow.